Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, Alex Sianga. The headlines: Zambia Congress of Trade Union sounds a warning to the Immigration Department. Women to take up agroecology practices farming as a source of income. Malema convicted of hate speech by the country's Equality Court. Samkonga chases glory in Zurichi Diamond League final. Now the news in detail. Zambia Congress of Trade Union President Hebrek Mulama has sounded a warning to the Immigration Department to work on its weaknesses before the union is forced to take action on the top officials of the department. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Mulama says some illegal immigrants have been caught and deported, while others have been made to pay for their stay in the country. Mr. Mulama says borders are porous and that they have allowed in foreign nations, which is visible in illegal mining. The people in forefront are foreigners. He has raised concern over how immigration authorities continue to issue work payments to foreign nations for positions that Zambians are more capable of. He says foreigners cannot develop the country, but rather than the country can be developed by the owners.
We are not being anti-third party nationals, but we want to see that Zambians, at the stage where we are, we have skilled Zambians, and the immigration department must do the best. If they cannot change the names, the dossier which we have no option. We shall hand it over to Anti-Corruption Commission and investigate how a project manager position was given to an expatriate. And when they come, these characters, first they are very humble because they are learning from Zambians on how to do the work. When they begin to know how to do the work, what do? They mistreat the Zambians now. Fault finding, so that the Zambians are fired.
Meanwhile, the Union Secretary General Joy Wene says the Union won't sleep until it brings out corrupt officials from different departments and sectors.
The Zambian workers, through their representatives, the leaders, will never sleep. We shall bring these things out. Under PF, procurement of expired drugs was on top of this. We, the Zambian people and the Zambian workers, we changed the government. We brought in the new Don government. Again, the procurement of expired drugs is again top on the list. Under ZAMSA, Minister of Health, we need a complete total overhaul. There is a big problem.
The Profession Teachers Union of Zambia has commended the UPND administration for their success recorded in the education sector in the past 4 years. The UPND government free education policy has given an opportunity to every child in the country to access education from every corner of the country, from early childhood to secondary level in government schools. The Union Public Relations and International Affairs, Brian Mwila, says in the history of the country, the nation witnessed the historical recruitment of teachers of over 41,000, the scaling up of the school feeding program for learners. Mr. Mwila says the union is alive to the fact that through the Ministry of Education, over 4.6 million school-going children are fed through the National School Feeding Program, which benefits more than 8,190 primary schools across 106 districts.
The union further wishes to commend government for clearly segmenting the education system in the country by operationalizing the three directorates, namely the Directorate of Secondary Education, the Directorate of Primary Education, and the Directorate of Early Childhood Education, respectively. These efforts are commendable. These initiatives and others represent a significant focus of the new Don administration on increasing access and improving the quality of education in Zambia.
The Zambia Institute for Labour Research and Development has called for inclusivity and reasonable accommodation for persons with disabilities for any meaningful development in the country. Institute Programme and Communication Manager Francis Piri has demanded the lack of infrastructure that can accommodate persons with disabilities in the labour market and the challenges of persons with disabilities in getting employment in both the formal and informal sector.
These people should also have access to any building, any public office, any institution without any problems. We are also championing reasonable accommodation in terms of building and infrastructure. So in any development, if you don't have these two, then you are lagging behind. Disability is something that can happen to anybody.
Yes.
So we need to take care of each other as a country.
Yeah.
For us to point at development, we have to be accessible, okay? And people with disabilities, persons with disabilities should not have any challenges in order to access offices, in order to be employed. So employability, and when we talk about employment, we are talking about both formal and informal economy.
And Institute Research and the Administrative Manager Messi Mwale has noted that the mode of transport in the country does not support persons with disabilities, leading them into poverty and financial crisis. She has lamented the poor implementation of the existing laws to protect persons with disabilities.
When it comes to documentation, we have very good documentation. What is really killing us is the implementation. Look at the lives of persons with disabilities, most of them especially. You know, the poverty rate is quite high on the side of persons with disabilities. So we recently had an engagement with them. We were in Kitwe with the informal sector. So these are persons with disabilities that are trading in the market. So they gave a scenario to when they are going to do their daily orders, the mobility for them is bad. They will not be able to move like a person without a disability. Because first of all, our mode of transport, the public transport, does not accommodate for persons with disabilities. Imagine somebody has a wheelchair. How are they going to get on their buses, on the bus? And you know how it's done. How you know, the bus owners want people to be squeezed in a bus. Where are they going to put their wheelchair? So that's an extra cost on their part.
The United Mine Workers Union of Zambia says the country is on a track to achieve the 1 million metric tons milestone in copper production this year. Union General Secretary Yosam Nyorongo expressed optimism about recent development in the mining sector, citing the newly commissioned S3 expansion project at Kasanshi Mine in Sorezi, Northwestern Province. He added that the revival of Mopani and Konkola Copper Mine KCM is a positive step that could help Zambia reach its long-term goal of producing 3 metric tons of copper within the next decade.
The mining sector was locked. That's why the president was speaking about unlocking the mining sector. When he was in the opposition, how was the mining sector locked? KCM, there was no production at KCM, no activities, because KCM was in court against the government. 28 shaft was also closed for many years. Kasenseri Gold was also on shutdown, but as we are speaking now, Kasenseri Gold mine is in operation. So when you look at what the UPND has done in the last 3 years plus, I think in the mining sector they have done a lot. Yes, we've seen mines that were closed, they have been opened. People are getting back to work, more employment is being created.
Western Province Media Coordinator Spoke Mulemwa has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for the reduction in the price of 25 kg bag of breakfast mealmeal to less than 250 kwacha. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mulemwa says the reduction of the staple food is highly attributed to the country's bumper harvest, which was prompted by the Republican President's call on citizens to grow more maize for household food security. Mr. Mulemwa says the government's timely distribution of farming inputs to farmers and a good rainfall pattern in the last farming season has played a huge impact on the farming activities. He says the reduction of staple food enables many ordinary people to afford a bag of mealmeal who were previously spending long hours in queues in hope of buying affordable mealmeal, particularly at ZNS outlets.
It's also gratifying to note that the reduction of the staple food enables many Zambians to afford a bag of mealmeal who were previously spending hours in long queues in the hope of buying affordable mealmeal, particularly at ZNS outlets. Interestingly, President Hakainde Hichilema's usual armchair critics and prophets of doom who prayed that the price of the staple food skyrockets to over 500 kwacha per 25 kg bag of breakfast mini meal by the end of the year, are now dead silent as they too are enjoying Bali's